Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, February 26th. Currently with fair skies, it is 40 degrees. The humidity is 45%. The wind speed is west at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.68. The dew point is 20 degrees, and the current wind chill is 35 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Well, it's time to start thinking about spring baseball season.
The Wichita Windsurge minor league baseball team is looking to hire around 100 people to work at the stadium for the upcoming season. The season opener is scheduled for April 5th. Employees get 10 tickets per month as a perk, plus discounts at the merch store, among other things. If you missed Saturday's in-person job fair, you can still check out the homepage for the Wichita Windsurge. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Nearly $16.5 million from the Kansas Department of Transportation's Rail Service Improvement Program will go toward the expansion and rehabilitation of 17 short line railroads across Kansas. Each railroad will provide a 30% match. Among the recipients, South Kansas and Oklahoma Railroad in Cowley County and Elk County, Hutchinson Transportation in Reno County, V&S Railway in Barber and Harper Counties, and Central Prairie Co-op in Rice County. The goal to improve efficiency and safety. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property and, more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Progress finally comes in the years-long effort to reform Kansas's civil asset forfeiture process. On Thursday, a reform bill in the Kansas House passed with unanimous support, and a Senate bill was also passed. The reform addresses law enforcement's ability to take property believed to have been obtained through illegal means before someone is charged with a crime or convicted. One of the lawmakers who introduced the bill in the Kansas House said the reform they're seeking is about finding a balance between individual property rights and the rights of law enforcement. Representative Stephen Owens of Heston said addressing the issue of the civil asset forfeiture process has been a long time coming. Some of the proposed changes include removing small-level drug possession offenses from those allowing forfeiture, and law enforcement will have 14 days instead of 45 to request forfeiture. The bills in the House and Senate would make changes to the court processes, including putting a civil case on hold to get the property back if there's a criminal case processing. And if someone gets at least half of their property back, the law enforcement agency would be responsible for court and legal costs. The Senate bill also includes the ability to request a jury trial when requesting property to be returned. The next step is for the Kansas House and Senate to work out the differences in their respective bills before both chambers will need to vote on the proposed legislation. Late last year, the Kansas Judicial Council released a report finding more than $23 million in property and cash seized by law enforcement between July 29th and July 2023, and about 24% of that property was returned to the owner. On average, that process took 249 days. The Kansas Highway Patrol will join other law enforcement agencies from Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma in partnership with the Seatbelts Are for Everyone or SAFE program for a two-week seatbelt enforcement beginning today, Monday, February 26th, through Friday, March 8th. Troopers will focus on drivers and passengers in and around high schools to raise awareness of roadway safety and the importance of wearing seatbelts. Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for teens aged 15 to 18 in the United States, ahead of all other types of injury, disease, or violence. Colonel Eric Smith, the superintendent of the Kansas Highway Patrol, said seatbelts have been proven to save lives and prevent injuries, and it's their goal to make sure all citizens of Kansas buckle up in all seating positions. So please slow down and put distractions away. Safe driving behaviors can help prevent crashes on Kansas roadways. Troopers will be extra vigilant when patrolling around schools. Law enforcement officers will continue to educate drivers and passengers about the importance of using seatbelts while in their vehicle. They will remind teens that driving is a privilege and encourage them to learn about the importance of driving safely. For the latest crash data, you can visit the Kansas Department of Transportation Drive to Zero Crash Dashboard at ksdot.gov. District Magistrate Judge Richard Flax of Trigo County received the Lee Nusser Award for Outstanding Magistrate Judge of 2023 at the Association's annual meeting. Flax serves in the 23rd Judicial District, which consists of Ellis, Gove, Rooks, and Trigo counties. He said he was very humbled and honored to receive this award, and he's been fortunate to work with so many people throughout his career, most notably the court clerks, who make his job much easier. District Magistrate Judge Douglas Biggie presented the award to Flax. Biggie serves in Rooks County of the 23rd Judicial District. He said Judge Flax has worked hard in his judicial career to be fair and knowledgeable, and he's never hesitated in helping other judges and covering cases when needed. He said he was a great recipient for this award. Flax is a member of both the Judges Assistance Committee and the Municipal Court Judges Education Committee. He's been a district magistrate judge since 1997, and he graduated from Ransom High School. Before becoming a judge, he was a car salesman at Harry's Motor Company. The Kansas District Magistrate Judges Association Award is named for Judge Lee Nusser, who served as a district magistrate judge in Stafford County from 1976 to 1999, and he died in 2003. More than 8,000 undergraduates at the University of Kansas earned honor roll distinction for the fall 2023 semester. The honor roll comprises undergraduates who meet requirements in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences and in the Schools of Architecture and Design, Business, Education and Human Sciences, Engineering, Health Professions, Journalism and Mass Communications, Music, Nursing, Pharmacy, Professional Studies, and Social Welfare. Honor roll criteria vary among the university's academic units. Some schools honor the top 10% of students enrolled, some establish a minimum grade point average, and others raise the minimum grade point average for each year students are in school. Students must complete a minimum number of credit hours to be considered for the honor roll. Kansas students who have earned honor roll distinction includes locally from Phillips County, Sharon Ellis, the School of Education and Human Sciences, Noah Jacobs, the School of Business, Theodore Keese, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Nicholas Skimper, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Jen Townsend, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, and Lexi Wood, School of Business. And from Norton County, Wesley Brooks, the School of Business, Abby DuBois, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Kaylee Gill, the School of Pharmacy, Natalie Shoemaker, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, and Coral Stewart, School of Engineering. In Nebraska news, a Lincoln woman was sent to federal prison on Friday for her role in a methamphetamine ring. U.S. District Judge John M. Girard sentenced Louise Gina Polianski, who's 33, to 7 years and 3 months behind bars, and the U.S. according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Starting in November 2020, she was part of a large group that had large amounts of methamphetamine shipped to the Lincoln area to sell there. Authorities said at least 10 packages of meth were received, ranging in weight from 1.69 pounds to more than 11 pounds. Polianski's accomplices gave her about 7 pounds of meth to sell. She distributed meth in quarter-pound and half-pound quantities in August and September of 2021, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office, and Polianski sent the money from the drug sales to people in Arizona. There's no parole in the federal system, so after prison, Polianski will serve 4 years on supervised release. Her sentence was the lightest of all the co-conspirators. Tommy Meyer was sentenced in December 2022 to more than 18 years in prison. Scott Berndt will spend more than 14 years behind bars. And Rebecca Frankenstein was sentenced in December to 7.5 years. An Omaha man was arrested as part of an investigation into a large-scale forgery ring. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, they executed a search warrant at an apartment near the 11,000 block of Corby Street on Thursday, February 22nd, as part of an investigation into a large-scale forgery ring operating in the Omaha metro area. During the operation, authorities identified Javion Messinger, 19, as a person of interest. Messinger was found inside the residence along with a female unrelated to the criminal case. According to officials, Messinger was in possession of numerous items of evidence linking him to the ongoing forgery investigation, including blank check stock, forged checks, and equipment used in the manufacturing of forged financial documents. In addition to the forgery-related evidence, law enforcement discovered firearms, narcotics, and various firearm accessories within the apartment. Messinger was booked at the Douglas County Department of Corrections on multiple charges, including four counts of possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, one count of possession of a defaced firearm, one count of possession of a forged instrument, and one count of possession of marijuana less than 1 ounce. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
One person was injured in an accident just before 9:30 a.m. on Sunday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2018 International semi driven by Caden R. Hernandez, 22, of Kennesaw, Georgia, was westbound in the 600 block of West Willow Avenue in Colby. The semi struck the back passenger side of a 2016 Lincoln Navigator driven by Lacey J. Ralston, 39, of Colby, who was exiting from Taco John's onto Willow Avenue and did not yield to oncoming traffic. EMS transported Ralston, who was pregnant, to Citizens Medical Center, and she was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Hernandez was not injured. One person was injured in an accident just before 3 p.m. on Sunday in Decatur County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2012 Chevy Traverse driven by Amber N. Carfield, 33, of Oberlin, was northbound on U.S. 83, 7 miles south of U.S. 36, when she lost control of the SUV. The vehicle entered the East Ditch, traveled in the ditch along L Lane, and rolled onto its top. EMS transported Carfield to the Decatur County Hospital, and she was properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Norton's head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman reported that on February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, the Norton wrestling team traveled to Salina to compete at the state tournament, taking two girls, one from Northern Valley and one from Norton. Both girls went 1-2, and both girls got falls in the first period in their first match. Dana Bailey wrestled the eventual champion and fought hard but came up short, and she then wrestled tough on the backside of the bracket but was unable to bring home some hardware. Kenya Goss wrestled the eventual third-place medalist and competed very well, but was unable to score enough points to get past that girl. She then wrestled a tough match against Penrod of Hill City, but was unable to get the fall and fell just short of medaling. Both Almena Northern Valley and Norton finished 66th in the girls' team standings. However, as a whole, they would have finished 44th if it were a regular season tournament. Coach Brockelman said he was very proud of the effort the girls gave getting ready and competing at the state tournament, and he looks forward to what they're able to accomplish in the future. On the boys' side, Norton took 7 wrestlers and medaled 5, though they were just short of medaling all 7. Logan Willauer went 1-2 and was leading most of the match, but lost to the eventual 6th-place finisher. Colton Stover lost to the eventual 3rd-place medalist and returning state champion Eli Franklin to see who would place this year, and it was a hard-fought match. Brennan Fonensteel lost a heartbreaker in the semis and then in the consolation semis as well, but was able to find his rhythm in the 5th and 6th place match, attaining enough points to get a tech fall and then securing the pin to earn more team points for his team. Derek Clydesdale battled with eventual champion Brogan Monty and fell short of breaking into the finals. Derek then majored his opponent in the consolation semis and then battled tough with Hoxie's Cash Schlitz, though he fell short to the finish 4th in the state. Jayton Weigel exploded into the finals after pinning the number 1 ranked wrestler, Carter Cryer of Oakley, while down 12 points in the 3rd period to make the finals, then lost a very hard-fought match to Caden Ceeson of Phillipsburg to finish up as a runner-up. Caleb Kieswetter was very dominant through the tournament and was able to cap his freshman year with a 2-1 victory of Tate Blackwell of Quinter in the finals. And lastly, Corbin Puga dominated the field of athletes at heavyweight, only giving up a few points to his opponents in the forms of escapes to be crowned a state champion. Coach Brockelman said all of this led to the Blue Jays bringing home a runner-up trophy behind league rival Hoxie, while the MCL claimed six of the top 10 spots of 3-2-1A boys wrestling and one of the top 10 spots on the girls' side. Coach said he was very proud of all the wrestlers this year. They all improved a lot, and they showed great integrity and class, both in wins and losses. Norton only graduates four wrestlers this year, and they look forward to the future of Norton wrestling. The results for the weekend state wrestling tournament held on February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Tony's Event Center in Salina includes the top 10 boys teams of Hoxie placing first, scoring 169.5 points, Norton Community placing second with 107 points, Sabetha placing third with 96.5 points, Phillipsburg placing fourth with 92 points, Effingham Atchison Community County Community placed fifth with 83 points, Russell placed 6th, Seneca Nemaha Central placed 7th, Minneapolis placed 8th, Smith Center placed 9th, and Hill City placed 10th. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have taco crunch, peaches, tossed salad, chocolate cake, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be Crispitos, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cavatini, salad, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 80 and a west wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 41 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, there'll be patchy blowing dust after 3 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with temperatures rising to near 53 by 11 a.m. and then falling to around 42 during the remainder of the day. And it should be breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Tuesday night, there is a slight chance of snow between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. and patchy blowing dust before 7 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy, then gradually become mostly clear with a low around 16 and blustery with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And the chance of precipitation on Tuesday night is 20%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be sunny with a high near 49. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 62. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 71. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 76. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 73 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 40 degrees. The humidity is 45%. The wind speed is west at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.68. The dew point is 20 degrees, and the current wind chill is 35 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
This February, get a sweetheart of a deal on an auto loan at United Northwest Federal Credit Union with 5.25% APR on a 2018 or newer vehicle loan. Qualifying members may enroll in any of our loan add-on products and lower that APR even more. Purchase money loans only and other terms and conditions may apply. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Contact one of our friendly loan officers for more information. This deal is only valid February 1st through February 28th, so hurry in. UNW FCU is an equal housing lender and federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Number 9 Kansas rolled over Texas 86-67 Saturday night without star guard Kevin McCullough Jr., who continues to rehab his knee injury. All five starters scored in double figures as Hunter Dickinson led the way with 20 points. KJ Adams and Johnny Furphy both poured in 16 points. DeJuan Harris scored 14, and Nick Timberlake added 13 points. After the game, head coach Bill Self was happy with his team's performance.
Played great. First half, we were terrific, and everybody played and contributed, and the bench was good, our starters were all great, and you know, we don't have without Kevin, we don't, obviously our margin of error is even less, but you know, when the ball moves like that and you guard like that to start a game, that's, you know, you're going to be in a pretty favorable position most times, especially at home, and that's what happened tonight.
The Jayhawks are now 9-5 in the Big 12 and take on BYU tomorrow at 7 p.m. on ESPN+. KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Did you serve in the military? If so, you can obtain a free lifetime pass to more than 2,000 federal recreation sites. These sites are located across more than 400 million acres of public lands, including national parks, wildlife refuges, and forests. The lands host activities to fit any lifestyle: hiking, biking, fishing, camping, and much more. Gold Star families are also eligible for these free lifetime passes. Plus, they cover entrance fees for a driver and all passengers in a car, or up to 3 additional adults at sites that charge per person. Obtaining one is easy. Just go to the National Park Service website, nps.gov, or the National Park Service app.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic would like to remind you that you have the power to protect yourself from heart disease. Making preventative appointments with your primary care provider is the best step in keeping your heart health in check. Small, heart-healthy actions like adding more movement to your day or choosing healthy foods can have a big impact on protecting your heart as well. Start today. Your heart will thank you tomorrow.
The Chiefs have won the Super Bowl.
Jackpot, Kansas City!
NFLShop.com has everything you need to celebrate the back-to-back Super Bowl champions. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the largest assortment of officially licensed jerseys, t-shirts, headwear, and more.
Back-to-back Super Bowl champions!
Rep your team with the official Chiefs Super Bowl trophy collection today. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. Quiet conditions return again this morning with high-level clouds spreading in from the west. Temperatures will again soar well above average this afternoon with highs in the 70s and 80s. For today, a red flag warning also posted across southwest Kansas for Tribune, Scott City, Ulysses, Garden City, Dodge City, and Liberal. The grassland fire danger index will be significant. Cold front arrives Tuesday afternoon into Tuesday night. Some wintry precipitation possible into Wednesday morning, with highs back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s later this week. Thunderstorms may return on Sunday. In northwestern Kansas today, mostly sunny, breezy, very warm. Our high temperature likely in the mid-70s. North central Kansas, sunny with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Northeastern Kansas, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. Breezy today across southwestern Kansas with a high in the upper 70s. South central Kansas, sunny and near 80 this afternoon. And in the southeastern corner of the state, partly sunny with today's high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, cash fundamentals still remain strong after $2 to $3 higher trade. 182 to 183. Cattle on feed report Friday afternoon, obviously bearish, especially with the placements number 93% of a year ago. There was a big drop in the 7 to 8 weight numbers as well from a year ago. Expect a lower open as far as the cattle market is concerned. Hogs expected to be mixed. As far as the overnight grain trade, started higher, ended mostly lower. Wheat futures down 5, corn futures 2 to 3 lower, and soybeans steady to slightly lower. But the trade range, soybeans were up as much 9 to 10 and down as much as 6. And it's the same issues that we saw last week. This is the Kansas Ag Network.